1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Before we get into studying the verses that we have for this morning, I want to go to another passage and read that, because we're making a little connection between the last message that I preached week before last and this one. And then as we go through it, I think you'll make the connection. So take your Bible, keep your finger there in 1 Thessalonians, and turn to the book of Revelation. And go to chapter 21. Revelation, last book of the New Testament, and to chapter 21. And I'm going to read the first 11 verses. And then we'll go back to 1 Thessalonians. Revelation chapter 21, beginning there with verse 1. You follow along as I read. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death." One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and said to me, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. Let's bow in prayer. Father, as we kind of think about this passage, our mind is taken off this earth and off this world and off our situation, and we're thinking about what's in store for us as your children. The plan of the ages is to change everything, to make everything new, make everything right, make everything perfect. And Father, we are looking forward to that day, to live in a perfect world, in absolutely perfect bodies with you, with our groom, with our beloved one, never ever to be separated again. What a blessing. But it's what a glorious thing to look forward to. And Father, we just pray that as we continue in our message this morning, that these thoughts and these words would touch our hearts. We pray, Father, for those that couldn't be with us because they're on vacation, they're not feeling well, they're involved in other things and can't be here. We pray, Father, that you would be with them and just keep them safe, keep them close to you, work in their heart and life, and bring them back to us once again. We pray for those that we know, those that are in our families, of friends that don't know you. If they were to die, they would find themselves in hell, away from you, suffering, with nothing ever to look forward to, no hope of anything changing, because they didn't.